This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Packers and Seahawks, Curtis Crabtree of Fox 13 Seattle. I'm covering the Seahawks for quite some time. Looking forward to talking to him about that. Let me tell you about my friends over there at MilwaukeeWindowGuys.com. Put a beautiful bay window in my living room earlier this summer. Absolutely phenomenal. My neighbors, when they came over to give me an estimate earlier in the summer, came over, talked to them, put a window in their house and sliding doors in their house. We're all super excited and very happy with the fine work that Russ and his guys do over at Milwaukee Window Guys. Best windows, best doors, best prices, and an easy process from start to finish. Same guys installing the windows and sliding doors in our houses will install your windows and door too. No subcontracted labor, price match guaranteed. Again, best windows, best doors, best prices. Visit MilwaukeeWindowGuys.com today or call Russ, the owner, directly. That's right, he's giving out his number. I don't get it either. 414-279-9838. 414-279-9838. Tell him Sparky sent you. Joining us now, the aforementioned Curtis Crabtree of Fox 13 Seattle. Curtis, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. How's it going?
So let me see if I got this right. The last time we talked, you and I, was a while ago because we had some things going on here at the radio station, and we kind of went away for about a year and a half, and now we're building it back up. Last time you and I talked, I believe you were doing radio. Somebody said you got a face for TV, and now you're doing TV all of a sudden, Curtis? Congratulations. No, that's nice. Well, nicely done.
I am doing the TV part, but I don't have a face for it, but they somehow make the decision to put me on there anyway, so it is kind of what it is.
Most of the time, radio guys never get out of radio to do TV. Sometimes TV guys go to radio. Radio guys normally are in radio because they don't look good enough for TV, so I'm proud of you, man. You are a shining example for the rest of us that we can maybe get to TV at some point in our careers. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about Packers and Seahawks. Geno Smith, obviously, we know all about Geno Smith. I'm going to tell you, I had Charbonnet on my fantasy roster most of the year, and like everything else, I jinx the heck out of people. So I drop him, and then he blows up and goes off for the Seahawks. Tell me about that Seattle running game, because they've been getting a lot of publicity here over the last several weeks of finally taking off.
Yeah, I think it's a product of their offensive line having their best game of the season by far last week. I think that's the biggest deal out of it. It's an area they've really struggled this year across the board with their offensive line. They've gone through three different right guards, four different right tackles, two different centers, and none of it was really good until the last week and change or so. And so, yeah, I don't think many in the fan base were expecting much from Zach Charbonnet when filling in for this game against Arizona with Ken Walker out, and then he goes and has the best rushing performance of the year. Geno Smith doesn't get sacked, gets hit only twice in the game as well, so it was a full all-around improvement from the offensive line that allowed that kind of burst out to happen. And so he was the beneficiary of it. He had a couple nice runs for sure. He's a guy that's, you know, where Walker's more quick than fast. Charbonnet is more fast than quick. And if he gets going, like if he can get up to speed, then he's going to be somebody you want to look out for. But you kind of need some holes to work for him to be able to be his best. And that's kind of what happened there against the Packers, or against the Cardinals on Sunday.
Where are we at with Walker's health going into this game? Because I believe it's a calf injury, and I had heard through the grapevine that they're expecting rain for this game maybe Sunday night.
Definitely possible on the rain front. It is a calf injury. He was listed with calf and ankle last week, but it's the calf that's the issue that he's dealing with at the moment. They're calling him day-to-day. We'll see if he practices today. They're about 20, 25 minutes from taking the practice field for today's practice. So we'll see what the injury report looks like for him this afternoon. But if it's not Ken, then obviously Zach will get another chance at it with Kenny McIntosh backing him up. And then, you know, either George Helmani or Britton Brown coming up from the practice squad as a third running back to kind of fill out their depth on that front. So it did look a lot like it did last week from a personnel standpoint if Ken can't go this week. So we'll have to see how he kind of progresses with calf and if he can get back or not. It's not something they're worried about long term, but it's a day-to-day thing that they had a couple additional tests done for him on Monday, Tuesday this week to make sure it wasn't anything more than they were thinking it was.
Talking with Curtis Crabtree, Fox 13 Seattle, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on the Fantasy Sparky Fife with you. Any other significant injuries of note going into this game on Sunday night for Seattle?
That's really the big one. I mean, you've got a couple other little small nagging things here or there. Leonard Williams has been on the injury report for weeks with a foot injury. He finds a way to play pretty well each week, so I don't think that's too big of an issue for him. That's really the one that they're kind of, you know, needing to keep an eye on that's going to affect things too terribly this week. Now, Michael Dixon got over a back spasm thing that knocked him out of the game 2 weeks ago, and he had a great punting performance last week. That was a big deal to get him back healthy for them because he's one of the best punters in the league. And then everything else just kind of fits along with that. They're the healthiest they've been on the offensive line. Defense has made a bunch of changes personnel-wise throughout the season. It's playing as good as it's been all year, and there's a lot to like from that unit overall. So nothing too concerning about the injury standpoint at this point in the week.
I saw a thing from Pro Football Focus. Since week 11, only Sam Darnold has a better adjusted completion percentage than Geno Smith's 83.2% mark. It appears Geno Smith is playing at a high level right now.
He's a pretty good quarterback, man. Like, I think people still, even in the fan base out here, still think of him as, oh, Jets New York Smith, he sucks. He's not that dude, man. He's a pretty good quarterback. He can play, on any given week, he can play to a top five quarterback level in this league. I don't know if he's there, you know, week in, week out consistency basis. He's probably like in the 8 to 12 range, I think. But I think a lot of people sleep on how good he's been for this team. And if the offensive line had been a little bit better to where they could balance out their offense and not put everything on his shoulders the entire season long, a lot of his interceptions have come from trying to force things when the offense hasn't been doing anything. And then he's taken that one extra risk a little bit too far, and all of a sudden the ball's in the other hands. And that's kind of why he's near the top of the league in interceptions. But, you know, completion percentage is high. Yards per completion is high. They've struggled in the red zone because the offensive line hasn't been able to run the ball down there. They've been knocked back on third and fourth and ones, you know, just about every time they try to run it. So they got to throw, and then tight spaces. And so there's reasons why some of the numbers haven't looked great for Geno. But if you watch him game in and game out, he throws a great ball, does a lot of really good things at the quarterback position. And, yeah, he's not the quarterback that you saw early in his career with the Jets where he really struggled to get things going. He's a legit NFL starter for sure.
What about Mike McDonald, the new head coach, comes over from the Ravens. Obviously, defense is the flavor of the day with him coming over. And I was looking at some of the numbers. Your run defense isn't as good as I thought it was going to be. You guys are bottom third. Packers are top third in run defense. Why the struggles there?
You need to adjust it to about the last 5-6 weeks or so. So that will change the calculus there quite a bit. It's made a big jump. They really struggled there early in the year, as they've struggled for the last several years from a run defense standpoint. That's been one of the bugaboos of the peak end of the Pete Carroll era, was that they couldn't get the run defense figured out. And mid-season here, they decided to make a change with their linebacker position, getting rid of both Jerome Baker and Tyrell Dodson in favor of Ernest Jones and Tyrese Knight. And all of a sudden, things are a heck of a lot better. A couple injuries they had on the defensive line early in the year. Byron Murphy missed a few games, their rookie nose tackle. he's been in there and causing some problems. Leonard Williams taking his game to another level. Draymond Jones is in there healthy. You know, and they made a trade for Roy Robertson-Harris, too, a big defensive end that can really kind of keep things cleaned up there as well. So they made some big personnel changes midseason, and since about at least since the bye week, they've really taken off on that front, and the defense has been playing terrific. So for them specifically, the year-long numbers don't mean, I think, a whole lot. Since those guys have kind of joined the team and they've made the changes that they needed personnel-wise, they're much better. I don't know exactly where they rank, but they're probably allowing less than 100 yards a game on the ground since those guys have kind of taken over their roles in the lineup.
What are expectations now, last question, for this Seahawks team the rest of the way out with four games to go?
It's a good question. I think we're still trying to figure out exactly what this team is, if that offensive line performance is going to be something they can replicate. Because if it is, if the offensive line can play to that level and give their offense a chance to do things with the tremendous skill position talent that they have, it's a pretty high ceiling for this football team. It really is, because the defense has been terrific for the last 5-6 games. And if now all of a sudden they can find a way to run the ball a little bit too and balance out that offense to pair with a second-year receiver in Jackson Smith and Jigba that's coming on big time, there's no reason not to think that this team can still do some pretty terrific things down the stretch. Now, it's a good benchmark test against the Packers this week, against Minnesota next week, to kind of see exactly what they are against teams, you know, at the top of the conference and how they measure up at that point. But I think, you know, at this point, we're probably heading towards a de facto NFC West championship game with the LA Rams in the final week of the season for the division, for probably the one spot the division gets in the postseason. But if they can get in, I think they can hang with just about anybody they would play. So really interested to see how this matchup goes on Sunday night, to see how they handle the Packers, and then the matchup with Minnesota next week, too. I think these are two interesting benchmark kind of weeks for the team to see kind of just how good they can be.
Whenever we talk Seahawks football, we always turn to Curtis Crabtree, now with Fox 13 Seattle. Follow him on Twitter at Curtis_Crabtree. Thanks so much, man. Go get to that Mike McDonald presser.
No problem. Take care. See ya.